Turn my headphone down a little bit. Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the 503 for the Fans podcast. This is Noah.
What's up, guys? It's Sam.
And you guys are listening to episode 14. We're going to talk about the OKC game a couple nights ago, and we're going to talk about the upcoming game tonight against the Suns, and we'll throw in a couple scheduled games, the next five games or so. So let's dive into this. 2 days ago, Portland played OKC. It was an incredible game, highly playoff intensity game. I think you would want to see a series of that if you were a general NBA fan. But if you're a Portland or OKC fan, I don't know if your heart could take that series.
Seeing that series, I can only imagine that going seven games and being that would be one of the scrappiest series.
Oh, they would be in body bags by game four.
Oh my gosh, it would be so brutal.
Oh, Nurkic and Russ are for sure getting tossed out of a couple games.
Something is going to happen. Like, there's no doubt in my mind something has to happen.
So the final score was 121 Portland to 129 OKC. Sadly, OKC has had our number this year. We've had their number in the past. We swept them last season, and they just had our number this season. And kudos to Paul George, because he averaged 40 points the first three games.
He's a boss. He's incredible. I mean, he's just doing his thing right now.
I mean, if he plays like he did a couple games ago against us, if he plays like that the first three games, Portland's this. I say it's 2-2. What do you think?
Ooh, I can agree. Yeah,
I really see. There was a couple games where Paul George took over in the fourth quarter late and really pulled away from it. So. If you're a Portland fan, obviously you're frustrated. I mean, you could see Twitter that night. It was blowing up.
It was going nonstop.
I mean, people were out here just I get the frustration, but there's just too much, and I'm not going to call out people, but it's just when you bring up saying Dame is going to leave and say, "Oh, he should walk out the franchise." I mean, it was a loss to OKC. Yes, I get it. It was a game we needed. It was a game that obviously it's another missed opportunity. Houston by a full game now. They lead Portland by a full game in the third seed, and they're playing great basketball. They've won seven straight. They just beat Toronto, Boston, and the 76ers. I mean, the 76ers are without Embiid, but still, I mean, Houston has taken the third seed, and they were fairly back a while back.
Yeah, they were. And I mean, Eric Gordon's playing great ball, and they picked up Kenneth Faried, who's just been getting great minutes, and he just seems unstoppable right now, honestly.
I mean, who would you okay, I'll say this, we're a little off topic. Who would you rather take, Kenneth Faried or Enes Kanter?
Oh, that's a really tough question. I love Kenneth Faried's game. I think he's a boss. I honestly would take Kenneth Faried.
Okay, I mean, I see where you go there. I think he's more fitted for the playoffs, but I love Enes. I think he showed.
I love his attitude, though.
I think Enes showed some things against OKC. I mean, he had two blocks. People will say that he's not playable in the playoffs, quote unquote. I just don't buy it. I mean, yes, he was younger and he has problems on defense. He doesn't really move quick laterally, and I've seen people say that.
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, he gets the boards though, and he gets good minutes when we need him. When Nurkic was out, he did okay. It was a tough position.
I mean, yeah, game against your old team. I mean, he had 3 points. He shot 1-6. And I mean, obviously, in overtime, you would like to have Nurkic over Enes there.
Of course,
that hurts us a lot. And let's talk about Damian. Let's get away from this. Let's talk about Damian, the man of the night. Oh my
51.
God. Oh my God. 51. Talk about a game. 51 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists. He shot 15 of 28 from the field. That's 53%.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Talk about efficient.
And I mean, he was just carrying the team in the second half. He just could not stop making the ball.
Oh my God. I mean, in the fourth quarter,
he took it up.
Yeah, he took over in the fourth quarter. I mean, Russ was guarding him the majority of the night, and Russ is, I mean, he is a very athletic guard, so he plays good defense.
Dame's ability just to pull the fouls is incredible, and especially against Russ's defense where he's overplaying everything, it's like,
I mean, 20 free throws.
20 free throws.
Yeah, I mean, another guy that had 20 free throws on night was Paul George. He actually came out in an interview after the game and said he was going to complain about the refs until he looked at the stat sheet and saw that he shot 20 free throws. So, and then so he comes the next night against the Clippers, back-to-back nights. They play the Clippers. And he complains after the game about refs. So, I mean, and someone quoted his tweet, I mean, his the interview about it, and they said, oh, well, you did get away with a foul on Nurkic late in the game, and we'll dive into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But that is so true. I mean, why Paul George cannot
like an endless cycle. Honestly,
I mean, yeah. I mean, people complain about a James Harden game free throws. I mean, Paul George just got 20 free throws a game the night before. I don't know what he got against the Clippers, but he. I mean, they did get a little screwed by the refs, but which NBA team hasn't?
I mean, pretty much everybody experiences it at some point of the season, so.
Yeah, so let's move on. Let's talk about this Nurkic foul. this is a ridiculous non-call.
When I saw it, I couldn't believe that it wasn't called. Like, it was clear that his elbow caught him in the jaw, and he totally brought it up, and I mean,
how do you not call
it? At the least, it should have been a foul.
Yeah, offensive foul. Yeah. Give Portland the ball. It's the end of the game. It was a non-call. Paul George misses the layup, and then Terrence Ferguson picks up his rebound and puts it up for a quick two, and OKC gets the lead. And I mean, I know the game went into overtime, but still. I mean, with how Damian was playing,
with that at that point in the game, with that much time, it could have been anybody's game.
And I hate to cry about the refs. I really do. And I mean, a lot of teams get screwed over in the NBA. But really, I mean, when you're driving to the basket, yes, I get your arms flail. Your legs can flail, like if you're Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, for real.
But you don't swing back an elbow like that, unintentionally.
Yeah, I don't see. I mean, have you ever played basketball and done that? No.
And whenever I have, it's a foul.
Exactly.
And that's rec league people or youth sports people.
Exactly.
So I don't know how the NBA came out and the report said, obviously, it was a missed call. But that doesn't do anything for us.
No, it didn't. Nothing.
And I want to get away from this game. It was a frustrating game. It not a game that you wanted to be to see if you were a Portland fan. At the end of the result, I mean, yes, you love to see Dame go off for 51.
Of course.
But losing,
you kind of like leave it in the past.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really celebrate a game like that. I mean, yes, he had 51, but it's still a loss. And it was a pivotal loss because it resulted in Houston shooting to the 3 seed. I mean, OKC was at the 3 seed, but OKC lost last night to the Clippers. So
that helps.
Yep. So, I mean, that was going to be a game for them. They went to overtime against us, and they've been on the plane a lot lately this past month. And I think it's going to be a hell of a race till the end of the season. I mean, it's insane. Just like last season. I mean, it's not as it was. I think last season it was like 3-7. It was like separated by something crazy. But right now, Portland is 4 games back as second seed. I mean, that loss against Memphis and OKC back-to-back really hurts our chances for second seed. I just don't. I don't see it, that happening now.
I don't see it either.
Unless
we're praying for the third seed
right now. Yeah, I mean, we have to outplay Houston and OKC, who are two hell of a team. So.
And they're playing – both of them are playing great ball.
Yeah, I mean, OKC has struggled a little bit. I mean, I thought they were going to gain some confidence with that W against us. But, I mean, you get it. It was a back-to-back. They played overtime. So, I don't like it.
It was OKC, a long game.
Yeah, sure. I don't like OKC, so take that all over there.
Exactly.
So, what's up? And we are – actually, we are 1 game back of third seed. If we win tonight against the Suns, the Blazers will move on to 40-26. We'll be tied for fourth with OKC. And obviously, OKC has a tiebreaker, so they'll have it and will remain the fifth seed. But OKC's schedule is the second hardest remaining the rest of the year.
Is it?
Yeah. Before the Suns game of Houston for third. So everything's not lost with those two losses against Memphis and OKC. But if we win tonight against the Suns, we will be a half game back of third. I mean, we do own the tiebreaker against Houston 2-1, so that is very helpful, and we will be tied for, like I said earlier, with OKC. So I think we I think that if you are the Blazers, yes, you definitely want to win those games against Memphis and OKC.
I feel you. And, I mean, with the upcoming schedule, we got the Clippers and then the Pelicans and then the
New Spurs. Orleans. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think we can go if we go 4-1, that makes us sitting real pretty. And I'm for third, and I mean,
yeah,
that's comfortable.
Yeah, if we go, our next five games are obviously tonight versus the Suns, at LA, at New Orleans, at San Antonio, and come home versus Indiana. We have 2 days off against the Clippers. We're going to play them on Tuesday, so we'll have Sunday and Monday off. And I think if we have to go at least 4-1 in these next five games. I mean, these are our tougher games in March. I don't know. If we go less than 4-1, do you think we have a chance at the third seed?
It makes it really, really difficult, especially with how well OKC and Houston are playing.
Yeah, and I think there's a chance we go 5-0, but that's debating the Spurs game. I mean, the LA game's not going to be easy. I mean, they did just beat OKC, but that's off a back-to-back, like I said.
Lou Will had 40 off the bench.
Yeah. I mean, he's practically a starter. I mean, when he comes off the bench, he plays.
He's incredible.
Yeah. Honestly. I mean, he'd be a hell of a sixth man for us. Holy. Oh, my
God. I can't imagine.
Imagine the scoring off the bench. Oh, my. Yeah. So, if I think burying the game against San Antonio at San Antonio, they're one of the best home teams in the NBA. I think they're like something crazy, like 24-7, 25-7 at home.
They're also on a 4-game win streak, so I mean they are looking hot.
Yeah, and one good thing about the next couple five games is against New Orleans, Drew Holiday will be out. I think New Orleans came out and said he'd be out 10 days, and I think it will be the ninth day when we play them.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, I really. Oh, my. Okay. You had to pull the Drew Holiday card. All right.
He's an incredible defender. Yeah. I mean, he can guard any guard in the league tenaciously.
You got to give him respect. I mean, I love Dame. People act like Drew Holiday ultimately locked him up. No, Dame got double teamed the whole series.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Holiday did do, yes, he's going to play tenacious defense on you. He was a first team all NBA. They had two first team all NBA defenders in Drew Holiday and Anthony Davis, and playoff Rondo, who is arguably, I think he has got all defensive teams in the league.
I think you're right.
Honestly. I think with the Celtics he has. Yeah, definitely. I think he did. So I think aside from that, I think the Blazers are in a good spot. People don't need to worry. I think it's not. You can't pull that trigger yet. If somehow we lose this game against the Suns, wow.
I'll be very upset, and that'll set us back. Oh, quite a bit.
Yeah, we'll be in the fifth seed. I mean, Utah did just lose to Memphis the other night, which makes the Memphis game that we lost not so terrible. But still, I mean, Memphis has been playing some great ball. I mean,
it's still tough.
Yeah, I mean, of course, Mike Conley, the Blazer killer, had to come out and score a career-high 40 points.
40.
I mean, but to say that, you look at that, yes, Mike Conley's a hell of a player.
It was just his night,
but,
I guess.
But isn't it kind of weird that 40 is coming this late in his career, and that's his career high?
I would definitely agree with you.
I don't. I really would think he would have 40 before that.
I thought he would, too, because, I mean, he's a pretty established point guard in the league.
Yeah, he can score the hell out of the ball. When he can. I mean, he showed it. Jesus.
For sure. And I mean,
I think if we go 5-0 on this trip, this next coming five games, if we go 5-0, we're in a hell of a good spot. We will come out to be, I think, 44-26.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that would be a spot. I mean,
that would be awesome.
Last season we finished 48-34 and got the third seed. You're not going to get the third seed if you don't end up with 50 wins this season.
Yeah, I agree with you.
There's too many good teams. Last season was really weird. A lot of injuries. And I think that had to do with it. Getting the third seed with 48 wins is, I say, very rare in the NBA.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think we're going to end it here. It's been a great episode, episode 14. If my voice sounds a little more raspy, I have lost it. I've been recovering it a little bit, so we haven't been podcasting as much.
Hey, you're good.
But yeah, it's been a great pod. Make sure to tune in on iTunes. We are currently now on Anchor. We are not on Podbean anymore. So I will put the link on Twitter. Make sure to check that out. So peace out, guys. It's Noah.
It's Sam. Peace out, guys.
And we'll see you guys next time. Peace out.